This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, March 17th. God's word to you today is the reality. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 57, verse 18, and it says, I have seen what they do, but I will heal them anyway. I will lead them. I will comfort those who mourn. Verse 19 says, bringing words of praise to their lips, may they have abundant peace, both near and far, says the Lord, who heals them. This is a message of the kingdom. You cannot separate healing from the kingdom because healing is a part of the kingdom. Matthew 4, verse 23 says, Jesus traveled throughout the region of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. There was no kind that Jesus could not heal. The Bible says Jesus healed every kind. Jesus was given 39 lashes, although it was not categorically stated in the Bible. However, in Deuteronomy 25, verse 3, the Jews are told not to give more than 40 lashes as punishment for a crime. Therefore, in order not to break this law, they stuck with 39 lashes. This is according to 2 Corinthians 11, 24. The researchers say that all the illnesses of man can be put into 38 categories. All. Name any disease. They all fit into those 38 categories. Jesus healed every kind and provided one extra. Every lash on his back took care of every kind, and he provided one extra. The Bible says Jesus healed every kind of disease and illness. So it begins to make sense when the Word of God says in Exodus 23, verse 25, from the English Standard Version, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from among you. God says he will take sickness away from you because it has been paid for. To serve means to worship, to adore, to prioritize him. It means that when you serve God, when you belong to him, when God is your priority, he blesses your bread and your water. He blesses what you eat and drink and takes sicknesses away from you. This is healing by covenant. There is also healing in community. James 5, verses 14 to 15 say, are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. The fact that you're a Christian does not mean that you will not fall sick or you would not have challenges, but there is healing in community. You cannot be ill and choose to isolate yourself when God clearly states in his word that we should make use of our community of faith. There are pastors in the church. Humble yourselves and call them. They may be younger than you in the physical, but they are strong men in the spiritual. Just obey scriptures. Let us pray. Jesus, my soul blesses you. May I never forget how you crown me with your goodness, forgiving all my iniquities and healing all my diseases. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.